For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. Last night at Williams Arena, the Gopher men upended the Hoosiers.
9.5 to go. Crocker Johnson, open three, right side is on net. Time out, Indiana. Minnesota by 8. 53-45. Crocker Johnson has a three in each half.
Mike Grimm on the Gophers radio network. Game was tied at half, but the Gophers surged to a 73-64 win over Indiana last night at the Barn.
How about that, guys? It's harder to be, to be prouder of a group of young men, just the way that they responded, that everything that's happened to our team and didn't wilt at all. And, you learn a lot about yourselves when you go through some adversity, and boy, did they respond. And, man, just showed a ton of grit the entire game, but especially in that second half. That was terrific.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. I've never even experienced like a court storm or anything like that, throughout the whole game from the start to the end. They were there for us, and, thank you so much to the crowd just for having our back.
Langston Reynolds, along with his head coach Nico Medved, the Gophers are now 5-0 at Williams Arena and a perfect 1-0 in the Big Ten. Both the Timberwolves and Wild are on the road tonight. The Wolves are in New Orleans for a rematch with the Pelicans.
We got to come out ready to compete and compete with ourselves. It's not about this league is so talented, man. We should never look at the record, never look at this stuff, man. It's about us.
That's Rudy Gobert. Wolves are looking for a fourth straight win. Tip is at 7 tonight from New Orleans. The Wild, they're in Calgary tonight. They got a 1-0 win in Edmonton Tuesday night to start their road trip. Only goal came off the stick of Jonas Brodin. But how about the work by Jesper Wallstedt between the pipes? 33 saves in the victory. That said, Philip Gustafson expected to get the start tonight at the Saddledome. Puck drops at 8 against the Flames. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.